Now more on what TMZ is telling us this morning. In fact, we talked to Harvey Levin a little bit earlier about, quote, explosive allegations coming out this morning about Meg Whitman from her former housekeeper. And on the KNX Newsline is crisis public relations expert Steve Taliano with Edelman Communications. Steve, you've worked on campaigns. You know something's out there this morning. You don't know exactly what it is, but you know it's coming. So if you are with the campaign right now, what are you doing?
Well, they probably, if they don't already know what it is, are quickly trying to figure it out. Obviously, if Meg Whitman, the candidate, is involved, then she's going to have a good idea of what it is. But typically in a campaign, you prepare for this kind of thing. This is a fairly classic pre-election trash dump. You see these kinds of things happen right before mail-in voting starts, which happens in a couple of weeks, and I think we're going to see a couple more of these. But you would want to get prepared and be prepared to tell your side of the story.
And so how do you do that? I mean, obviously, you know, if you're working for the campaign, you have spoken with Meg Whitman, and you've said, is there anything out there that we need to be concerned about? Do you think that they knew this? Do you think she was forthcoming with them?
Well, odds are yes, because what you do as part of a campaign, especially a campaign at this level, is you actually hire people to do what's called opposition research, and you put yourself in the position of your opponent, and you do all kinds of research, and you say, what are things that we could look at from a different angle? How would we take something and make it look bad? And then what do we do to counteract that? And the antidote is usually to tell your own side of the story, to provide some context to it, because inevitably there's usually more factors than what are put out there. And we've seen these types of allegations before against gubernatorial candidates in California. For example, Pete Wilson has had housekeepers come forward when he was running for election, make claims about whether their documentation was correct or whether taxes were paid on it or not. So this is the kind of thing we've seen before, and even in California gubernatorial races.
Yeah, and Pete Wilson working on her campaign, as a matter of fact, with the first word out this morning, does something to the extent of, we don't know what this is all about, but you know, we're watching it.
Right. And that's what you want to do. You want to wait. You want to ultimately see what it is. If they know what it is, they're certainly not going to telegraph it ahead of the news conference because it might be different or it might add fuel to the fire. I think you need to wait, see what the allegation is, but then quickly try to, you know, build a box around it and explain what the context is and why it's not really a big deal.
We'll see how it plays out this morning. Steve Taliano there with Edelman Communications. And, of course, that news conference at 11 o'clock this morning, it is with Gloria Allred. So we can imagine that it will be, at the very least, interesting.